Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
All right, guys, first things first, we owe a huge apology for the little beginning issue here with the show tonight. As we got rolling, you know, there were some things happening and we were not live. We are now. We're here. We are very apologetic of just that. As you guys know, sometimes when you're live, these things can happen. We've always said that. And first thing I want to do is welcome my brother to the show, Mr. Chris Watson. Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Nick. How are you tonight, brother?
I'm moving fast. I am a little bit bummed out because we thought things were rolling and they just weren't. So it's been a little bit confusing for everybody, those that were probably beginning live with us versus where hopefully they're still with us. But we got lots to cover tonight, Chris, in a short amount of time. As you know, we just finished up a very strong week in Moncton, New Brunswick. And I just want to touch on that because I know how much you took away and I know how much I took away. All in all, end of the day, what was your experience on that one, brother?
First, I'm going to throw a word at you for the beginning. And anybody that is involved here at QP in the Maritimes or has been to anything, they'll know from our regional director, you got to use the word pivot. So that's exactly what we do. We pivot, we move on. Second of all, the week long, awesome. I had a whole weekend to kind of sit back, reflect. Saw a lot of the pictures on Facebook and saw participants commenting on those. So when we get those evaluation forms and everything back and everybody kind of throws something on it real quick and they're out the door, sometimes, you know, you don't get the full, the full reflection on kind of what they thought sometimes. So when they're taking the time out to comment on Facebook posts saying about how much they've learned, thanking, you know, the facilitators and thanking everybody else, it just shows that they really did enjoy it and that they're looking forward to taking on more education.
Thing is you're so lucky when you're able to attend these things because they are so important. They're important to you and me, but, you know, they're important to the locals as a whole. They're important to everyone around you because these tools that they're providing us with are the tools that are going to help not only lead us into the future, but for the next set of comrades that are coming up, you know, we're able to get them prepared for the future. And then, God willing, you know, one day we get to retire and they're going to lead the charge and they're going to make sure that the next generation is ready. So, you know, I just want to, you know, take my hat off to everyone that was involved in that entire process because it truly was, it was a privilege to be a part of such an event.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. It's, it's when you get the chance to take on any education, it's tremendous.
Absolutely. Now, Chris, lots to cover in QP.ca. I was going through the headlines you and I did earlier today. We did again tonight. And one of the biggest takeaways is March 2nd and 3rd that just finished up yesterday in Montreal was the Young Workers Conference, which to you is near and dear to your heart. Could you give everyone listening a little 411 on just what that is and what it means to you as a whole?
Yeah, so as you know, like Nick said, March 2nd and 3rd, the National Young Workers Committee did have a Young Workers Conference. And, hats off to them. Trying to organize a conference is something that's, there's a lot of work that goes into it. I can say, I will kind of, you know, take a little kudos here. You know, when we did it on the New Brunswick Federation of Labor level, when I was the young worker representative, we did hold the very first ever Young Workers Conference, and we did it right here in St. John, New Brunswick, when I was the VP for Young Workers. And Iris Lloyd, who's also provincial president for QP1253, sat on the Young Workers Committee at that time and helped put that together. You know, when you say about the Young Workers Committee, it's kind of I guess where I started and where I started to learn. So again, hats off to the QP National Young Workers Committee. And again, when we're talking young workers, it's 30 years of age and younger. So there was geez, 100 or more activists and leaders that attended this. So, yeah, just super. You know, it's exciting.
And it is exciting because, like I said, this is the future. You know, this entire idea, the young workers, you know, it has developed into something so extraordinary. When you think of somebody like yourself who was, you know, involved, but now look at you, look at what you've accomplished, look at what you've been able to give to the next person. You know, it's all about helping locals, helping, you know, your friends, and doing what is best. And you've been able to do that. And in some ways, your beginning is just that, the young workers. And so, you know, it all goes together in my eyes. And, you know, hey, I hope they had a great time and I hope they learned a lot. I know you do too.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of shocked. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not a young worker anymore? Like, when did this happen?
Right.
It just, you know, you start to get involved. You know, I was a local president in my early 20s. And it just kind of worked my way up from there, and you know, did that for 8 years and everything. And just time goes by, and you do all these different things. You know, you take on all these positions, you go and do all these leaflets and rallies and everything else. But there's nothing better than when you can just think about where it kind of all began, you know. And you and I had the opportunity to do some reflection about all the different past episodes that we've been doing. You know, and we've been talking about, you know, even the big thing for me was the activism piece, you know, when we were talking all about that. And I know I sent you a video earlier that was a second video kind of to the first one that I showed, but it was still my very first rally that I ever did attend. And I know that we heard Sandy's son, Jack, on the first video with a little chant, saying stop the war on the poor, make the rich pay. I won't spoil it for anyone, but I'll throw it over to Nick maybe now to show our viewers what that second video and what that second chant was.
Yep. This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy sounds like.
Tell me what democracy sounds like.
This is what democracy sounds
like. Tell me what democracy sounds like.
This is what democracy sounds like. Tell me what the fuck.
Tell me what democracy sounds like.
Okay, yes, that was pretty cool.
Right? And that's one of those awesome ones that we like to use all the time. And, you know, tell me what democracy looks like, and this is what democracy looks like, and tell me what democracy sounds like, and this is what democracy sounds like. And there's many, many more that we use, but those are the ones that we like to use the most. And they get a good response back. And, you know, at the end of the day, when democracy is attacked, that's what we show government, right? We show them what democracy sounds like, and we show them what it looks like. So, you know, hats off to Jack for getting this leader energized at a young age and continued me to push forward. So, yeah, thanks, Jack.
You know, it's funny because I know when you and I had a little sit down with Sandy Harding while we were in Moncton, and we got to talk about that, not that video, but the same video regardless. And, you know, you could just see the gleam in her eye because it was like, to her, that was such a big deal. And still is, as far as I'm concerned, because it's still showing that, you know what, pack up the family, go to these rallies, man, like make a day of it, because I'm going to tell you something. Who's to say it's not going to be your son or daughter, your child, that is, you know, going to be in those same shoes one day. And you want them to always know that, you know, the one great thing about unions is we stick together and we're all out there having the same fight. And that video showed it.
Yeah, and I get grinning because, you know, you look back on your Facebook memories, things like that. And one of my posts the other day that I shared was my daughter was asked, I guess, at school what solidarity looked like. And she said, solidarity looks like a group of people who stick together. So I thought that was kind of neat that she said that. It just kind of jogged my memory on it again. And you're right about bringing the family. You know, I'm saving pictures from doing leaflets. There's a picture of my daughter, Monica, out doing leaflets for the Covered Bridge potato chip workers. You know, and I've had her up doing leaflets with everything else, and she enjoys it. She understands it, you know, and sometimes people will be more, sometimes they'll take a leaflet from a child, but they'll say no to you. So, you know, if she's enjoying herself, not that I'm exploiting her by any means, you know, but she gets it. She wants to come along. And, you know, when she's given responses like that about what solidarity looks like, you know, it's don't be afraid to bring the kids. We did it on strike, right? When Blaine Higgs tried to blame the QP workers for ruining Halloween in the schools. And we said, absolutely not. And we went and brought treats and everything, and we put it out, and we told everybody, bring the kids to the picket lines, right? And we all dressed in our costumes, and they dressed in their costumes, and we handed out treats to them. So, you know, picket lines can be a safe place. Unions are most certainly a safe place. So absolutely, it can be a family affair.
I couldn't agree more with that. Moving on to another big thing going on. Now, this started yesterday, and it goes until the 6th, and that is the Building Strong Locals Conference. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but this just seems like a shoo-in for Sandy Harding, the Strong Locals. You know, when I think of her saying locals helping locals and everything, that's all I picture is her saying that. But what an event. We know we have a lot of comrades there this week. You know, how excited are you for everyone in Montreal going to this conference today, really?
Well, again, you know, seeing posts and pictures and kind of hearing back from everyone that's there, I can't wait for, selfishly, I can't wait for it to end because I can't wait to hear all about it. But I don't want it to end for those that are there because obviously building stronger locals is something that's going to, in the end, strengthen the labor movement. So I can't wait to hear again from our QP Maritimes friends. I know I have friends there that are from Prince Edward Island who I've reached out to. I was going to interview one of them earlier. We were actually going to have her on the show, but she's at the Building Stronger Locals Conference in Montreal. It said that, you know, hey, if you're in a pinch, and I said, no, you know, look, go learn, have fun, participate. I'll catch you next week. And and I think that's one of the big things next week that we're going to be doing is trying to conduct some interviews with members from Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick and try to get a feel on here at QP Maritimes about what the Building Stronger Locals conference felt like and what it was all about.
Yeah, and it's great because, as you said, there was someone that you tried to get a hold of, and same for me. There's someone I tried to get a hold of, and they basically said the same thing. What do you need? What can I do? I'm here. And it was like, oh goodness, no, No, you do you, and you're at a conference, and it's your chance to learn more and help more and be stronger. We're good. Don't you worry about us. We'll land on our feet. We're like cats. Well, I'm like a cat. You're like a dog. You'd probably fall on your back, but I got you, right? Because we're like family. But you know what I mean. I mean, we're going to land on our feet because we have this great show called Keep Talking to Maritimes.
Great.
I know.
So, yeah. So, keeping on the topic of education and learning, also, on behalf of QP Maritimes Education, QP PEI locals, they are excited to offer a PEI mini school. So, mark your calendars and stay tuned for more details. The dates are Friday, April 25th until Sunday, April the 27th, 2025. And it will be at the Rod Royalty in Charlottetown. And Friday, it is scheduled from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And on Saturday, there's a full day session from 9 until 4. And Sunday, it's scheduled to wrap up by noon. So that's exciting, right?
That's very exciting. And how great is it that they get themselves a mini school that I guarantee you that they will be, you know, mind blown by the end of it. It's an opportunity, you know, for PEI. It's not always easy for locals to get to these things. So when that education is coming to you, man, you right. gotta go. Like that's, you know, that's kind of like the opportunity you're waiting for. You go, because you're not going to regret it, and the local will be better for it.
Absolutely. And where it's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it does help those smaller locals and those locals that, you know, can't always afford to send, pay for book offs and pay for all these different things for a week long, like it just happened here in the QP in New Brunswick. But I will say, you know, you took some of these courses. I taught some of these courses. So stream one, Friday, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Grievance handling is in stream one. Stream two is introduction to allyship. I taught both of them. Excellent courses. Good feedback. Saturday, April 26th, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m., representing members in front of management. Again, I taught that. Great feedback. Always a good course. And in stream two, for the morning and afternoon, they have a really important course, which is using our power at election time. So they have a whole day of that course. But in stream one in the afternoon, it's going to be mediating member-to-member conflict, which is something that, you know, it's very important. So there's going to be a lot of good information in there. And on Sunday in stream one, it's going to be disability and ableism in the workplace. Again, I'm like looking at my calendar, what I did last week, taught the same one, excellent course. And in stream two, it's global people power, building worker solidarity in a global economy. So all great courses, great information, again, later on in April. So keep you talking the Maritimes. We'll be reaching out to our PEI comrades and hopefully conducting some interviews and getting feedback on their mini school. So absolutely. Go sign up.
Absolutely, we will. And you know, if there's anything that, you know, just because we don't reach out, or if we can't get a hold of you and you're like, man, I would love to at least tell my story and let them know the things I've learned, you are all welcome to be in touch with Chris and I. And I think I speak for both of us when I say that. Like, you guys are welcome on this show any day. And we're proud to have any member of QP New Brunswick, QP PEI. We are thrilled. And the fact that you guys are going to hold a mini school, I think, is just tremendous. And it's long overdue. And I think it's a great opportunity. I took a lot of those courses that Chris just said, and selfishly, I'd love to take them again. But you know what? It's not always in the cards. I took them, I understood them, and I learned from them, and you will too. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. And the new calendar is out also for QPing or Brunswick. So take a look at those courses. So that way, when you go to your local monthly meetings, you can get proper approval and everything to be able to send your membership to those so that you don't miss the opportunity to conduct any motions and things like that, because it's always important to, as you know, Nick, to have motions for things and to get them properly recorded. I don't know if we've ever announced it on here, but in case we haven't, congratulations to you on being elected as the St. John and District Labor Council Recording Secretary on a new 2-year term. Can't remember if we did or didn't, but in case we didn't, good job, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And another, I guess, opportunity to kind of give some congratulations and things. As you know, on Friday, February 28th, QP 1252 achieved a tentative agreement that will be presented to their membership here at a later date. So stay tuned to them. So congratulations to their bargaining team as well.
That's huge news. I'm very excited about that. And again, long overdue, well deserved. I look forward to seeing what the members think. But I'm like you, man. Congratulations to them. And moving forward, let's hats off to all of them. I'm excited about the future.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we're coming towards the end of our show. So we have a few more things to just kind of give some notable shout outs for. This Saturday being the first one, March the 8th. It's a very important day here. It's where it is National Women's Day.
A huge day and a very exciting day for sure.
Yes. No, that's right. So there's going to be some different events and things like that happening in and around the province. And I'm sure there's going to be some events happening over in Prince Edward Island as well. If we can find out what those are, we'll make sure to post them on our Facebook page so that everyone's aware. So there was that. And what I'm trying to think if we had anything else.
Well, you know what I do want to say, and I think it's the perfect opportunity as we hit the bottom of the hour, is congratulations to us. Our subscriptions for YouTube are up. Our downloads are up. We are getting multiple downloads on Spotify. We're getting multiple listeners watching the webcast on YouTube. We have been very fortunate and very lucky, and I know there's some very exciting things coming down that, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later, Mr. Watson and I will make some announcements, whether it's on the show or on our Facebook page, which if you're not a part of, you should be. It is QP Talk in the Maritimes. And Chris, things are looking up, and they're looking up because solidarity right now is maybe at an all-time high, and people are thriving. And I don't even think we should touch on the bad news that is going on right now with the President of the United States. I think we should keep this on a high note, because things have been just top-notch tonight. And to be honest, the only reason I brought that up was because I thought, oh, he may want to throw that in there. So I just wanted to eliminate the idea. So, I hope you're happy with tonight's show, because minus the little kerfuffle at the beginning, I'm actually thrilled with this show.
Yeah, no, I am thrilled with this show. And like you said, about ending on a high note, I will throw it out there too. March the 18th is the provincial budget day. We were there for all the bad stuff back in December. So we will be there, hopefully, for the good stuff on the 18th. With the repeal of Bill 17. So, things are looking hopefully more positive here in the province.
Well, I can't say too much there, but what I would like to say is, depending on Chris's schedule, you never know, we could be live on that night just to cover how it went. Or you just never know where QP Talk and the Maritimes could end up with a live coverage show. So you kind of got to wait and see, I guess. But Chris, on a high note, you always have some great quotes, and I don't know why tonight would be any different. So what do you say? That's it. We're done. We're gone. We'll come back next week, and we'll do the whole thing all over again.
Absolutely. And coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a progress, and working together is success. Thank you all again from QP Talk here in the Maritimes. I'm Chris. That's Nick. Have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you next week.